Nobody panic, but I'm sick.
What?
Nobody panic. I'm sick. I'll explain everything. We're not in the same room, so it's okay. Nobody panic. Who's concerned? Anyone? How's my color?
Chardonnay okay?
Who? What? Who?
It's Straight Talk with Ross. It's Straight Talk with Ross. With TV's Ross Matthews and friends. There's Nikki. There's Malone.
Oh.
There's CJJJJ Hip Hip Hooray.
Eat it.
It's Straight Talk with Ross. And our secret sauce is friendship, laughter, farting, and sex.
Nope.
We love bidets. We love buffets. Oh, and we're not buffoons, because we love our loons. Straight Talk with Ross. Think outside the box. It's everything a podcast should be.
Yes.
I'm sorry about this song. I know that it's all wrong. I blame it on Chardonnay Kwan.
Drinking water
Straight
before...
Talk with Ross.
Excuse me. Let me remove my cough drop, if you don't mind.
Well, I have to ask the question that everyone's thinking. If you tell me you're sick, I'm going to assume that you have Omicron.
I do not have Omicron. Omicron. Oh, my God. Omicron. No. Just... Excuse me. No, I mean, that would, of course, my first thought when I...
Okay, that when, is a sound
triggering.
Effect.
That's very
it
triggering.
Legit sounds like a human.
I was like, what?
And I'm mad.
No, that was a sound effect. I woke up about 2 days ago, like that. And of course, you know, anytime you have a split end, anytime you have a speck of dust right? in your eye, where do we go? Right away. Oh my God. Oh my God. A hangnail. I have COVID. I have Omicron. Put on your hazmat suit. So I, of course, was like, oh my. No, it's not like me to overreact at all.
What?
But I, of course, did. Of course, you know, I went straight there. I had to get, we have tracked down testing, PCRs, antigen, antigens, rapids, whatever, M&Ms, whatever they are. I need it.
M&Ms.
I need it all. Give it to me all. Now, it's, you know, it turns out you can still just get a cold.
Right.
Turns out you can still just get a scratchy throat, little stuffy nose. Mm-hmm. And that's all I have. And I'll tell you, I haven't been outside, you know, without a mask for excuse me, I'm talking. Mm-mm. Sir, excuse me. Now, I haven't been, you know,
where I have that person
all the
time. I don't
time.
Know who that.
Well, that was me for the past 2 or 3 days. It turned, you know, I haven't been sick in 2 years because we've been staying in for the most part, always a mask. So when's the last time you had like an illness?
An illness or a cold?
Like when's the last time you were sick? Like you got the flu or a cold or just a cold or something?
I can't even remember years.
Well,
right?
I was at the beginning of the pandemic.
Yes, yeah, so
I think I had COVID when it wasn't COVID.
You did. You did that January before it all.
That's
you
right.
did.
Oh, that's right.
But so it was almost like a novelty. Like, oh, I'm sick, but it's not life-threatening. How cute.
No,
cute little cold.
Little cute. And it was my second illness, not to be dramatico, but it was because, do you remember at Christmas, I had, I believe it was food poisoning or some sort of bug, or I lost a pound, and I don't want to go into great detail about it.
Wait, this last Christmas this happened?
Last Christmas.
I didn't know about this.
I gave diarrhea out my butt. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is funny because that is a symptom of everything. So we thought you were sick, but you weren't. It was just butthole juice coming out.
Food poisoning, probably, right?
It was food poisoning. Well, the Christmas Eve, we decided to go to sushi as they were closing up shop. And I think they were like, well, let's just cut the brown off and we'll just give them the rest of this. And so that was not a wise move on my part. Anyway, I think I got food poisoning on Christmas Eve. But the point is, I'm fine, everyone. But I have had multiple mini tests and they're still like, can you just stay home from work for a couple more days just in case? So I am home from work. So I'll be watching Drew Barrymore the next couple of days, not being on the program.
That's got to be weird.
Wow. Yeah.
Like not going to work and then knowing there's a live television event happening that you're not a part of. Like it's one thing to not. Yeah, it's just interesting. How's that feel?
I remember at school when, you know, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm not feeling great. I'm going to stay home and watch Price Right and have popsicles, right? And like, it was so exciting. Now, then you get older and it's like, I actually called my boss. And I'm like, but there was, they were negative. I can come in. Please let me come in to work. And they were like, well, out of an abundance of caution. I was like, caution, schmoshin. It's negative. Let me go. But isn't that funny, Siege, how when we were kids, we would do anything to get out of it. And now, like, I hate that I'm not there.
Yeah. Right. Because then you turn on, it'll be like Drew's News with Guy Fieri.
You're trying to kill me, Guy Fieri. You know, new listener, you'll know that I have a long legal battle with Guy Fieri. We can only talk to each other in court. We can't talk outside of the court. Because I had this idea to make a chicken finger restaurant where you got all the sauces. And the next thing you know, Guy Fieri must listen to the program, because then he started a chicken finger restaurant where they had guns and sauces and they'd walk around and give it to you. Oh, no, no, no. My law firm of Cord Niblett, Kwan and
Finger.
Ed Skidmark, they said no. I don't think so. So they're
your offices them. In like Bakersfield,
Torrance.
Torrance.
But yes, but I believe 2022 is the year that Guy Fieri and I will make up. I do believe it, and that is a deep tease. Put that down in your diary, because I have something to tell you coming up, but I can't tell
Shut
you now.
Up. Okay.
Okay. That's a deep tease that I didn't bring up. You brought up. Ooh. I don't want to talk about it.
It's coming on the show. Is deep he here tease. Today?
He's not here today. I'm sick. So here's the deal.
What?
You don't seem sick at all.
Oh, I'm faking it. I'm completely faking it. I had a Zoom meeting earlier today, and I was laying in bed moaning to Welly. I can't get out of bed. And he's like, what are you going to do? I go, I'm going to fucking make it work. That's what I'm going to do. So I did my meeting, and now I'm faking it. This voice is completely fake. I don't mean anything I'm saying right now.
So being that you can't go into Drew Barrymore for 4 days, what are you going to do?
No. One day. Just tomorrow. But I'm not even, the thing you guys don't realize, I'm not even here now.
It's a hologram.
I'm here, but I won't remember any of it. I'm not here.
Wait, are you on cold medicines? Are you a little high?
Not high. I usually would absolutely mix a Dayquil and a Zicam and a Theraflu. But I've got the watching eye of my beloved over me, taking good care of me. So he just got me Theraflu, which is like what a normal person should do. Right, I'm the type where I was like, well, if one cold medication makes me feel better, wouldn't eight do make me eight times better than that?
That's called an overdose. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I'm just on the one. But like what I mean, I'm not here emotionally. I'm still in bed.
Is Wellington wearing a mask in bed?
No. Isn't that sweet? He even kissed me.
Not
like with tongue, but like,
God. Baby, I love you. We're in a pandemic.
It was a part all and a part. Wait, I was like,
been in a hotel.
Hold on, what did you just say? You
I would have been in a hotel. I would. If the minute you started getting sick, I'd be like, bye, I'm going to a hotel.
No.
Oh, I wouldn't. I feel like if I'm sick, Tommy's sick. It's just a duel. It's just part of the deal.
You get it. They're going to get it anyway.
I'm like, whatever. And I need somebody to take care of me and bring me soup.
I'm not used to people taking care of me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so I was like, I'm fine. I got up and I walked to my test and I got his coffee. And he's like, what are you doing? Let me bring things to you to get back into bed. And he's been very, very sweet.
Well, that's nice.
I know. I'm very lucky. I know.
Malone, I imagine Malone would be a very good caretaker. Like if I was
Malone
sick,
would not
I
be a good caretaker.
No, I think he would.
I think he would be. Honestly, I think Malone would be.
Oh my God. Am I here?
No, you already just said that you would go to a hotel. You would not be a good caretaker. You'd be like, that's disgusting. Throw your tissue away. Disgusting. That's on the floor.
Okay. Let me just, okay.
Would you make
I'd
me,
be very
make
select. I would be very selective of who I care for. If it was you, Ross, I'd be hardcore. I'd throw the soup at you. I'd be like, you go get it. I'd be hardcore. Nikki, I'd be like, oh my God, anything you want. CJ, oh my God, are you okay? Like I'd be really, but with you, Ross, no, I'd be hardcore. I'm going to a hotel. Bye.
Whatever happened to Baby Jane?
You know what I would do to you? I would make you soup. I'd make you soup, but I would piss or spit in your soup. That's what I would do.
You would behind my back. You would do.
Do you remember
that
time I made you split pea soup?
Don't tell me. Did you spit in that?
I pissed in it. That's my secret ingredient. Split pea soup is real pea.
It's pea. It's really split pea. Oh,
but that's terrible. Your split pea soup is good though.
Oh God. Speaking of terrible.
Thank you for calling the Looney Bin. This is Ross. How may I direct your call?
No, I'm kidding. Looney Bin. Kidding.
Hello. I'm looking for a loon. Let's see. Ross
Lexan.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Look who's here.
Oh, well, if it is.
Olafonte.
Can I get a
Oh my god,
bring them in.
Look at them.
Bisexual vagina here. And do I believe my eyes? Could it be TikTok sensation with merch available at cookieolafonte.com? Cookie Olafonte.
Hello, hi. Can you hear me? Do I sound okay?
You sound great. What have we done? Do you know how hard it is to book you these days? This is tough.
She's a TikTok star.
How many followers on TikTok now?
183,000.
That's gone up in just a week. Successful. I actually checked. I checked and looked at it like a week ago. It was 170 something.
I'm having a little moment. I caught a wave. It's fine.
So she's been getting duetted by celebs too. Kim, I saw your Kim duet. That was incredible.
Kim who?
Kim Petras.
I love Kim Petras. She did a duet with you on the TikTok.
So I did one of my little challenges for her song, and then she duetted it, and now it's on her page and it has like a million views.
Cookie. This is when I found you. You were working as a keeper elf, and now here you are, a star.
How does it feel, Cooks?
Cookie, it feels correct.
It feels correct.
I've been waiting my whole life to blow up online, and it's finally happening, and it feels correct.
Oh, so, what's the next? You have merchandise, cookieolafonte.com. Are you still doing jingles at songsbycookie.com? What's going on?
I have a new single coming out.
What's it called? Thank you, Ross. Month.
Yeah.
No.
No.
It's called Blue Cherry. It comes out next month.
Blue Cherry. Blue What's that about? What's Blue Cherry about?
Can you sing a little bit of it for us?
Yeah.
This place is scary. It's hot like February. I see.
Wait, hot. I'm sorry. Hot like February?
Yeah.
It's an irony. I like it. I like the irony. It's very princey. It's very ironic.
Okay, I'm sorry, everybody. Hot like February. Is that an ironic line or?
Yes.
Oh.
Keep going.
The song is about going on like a little bit of a trip and feeling like you're on an alien planet.
Oh.
And yeah. So give me some more lines. Hot like February.
Give me more lines.
Yeah. I see a berry. It looks like a blue cherry. Yes,
that's so good. It's very, very good. Yeah, more.
I'm kind of wary. My brain is feeling very light and airy because I ate the blue cherry. Comes out next month.
When I don't trim, I'm hairy. Keep going. Come on, what's next? Someone else has a line.
I'm one big fairy.
Yeah, I am one big fairy.
That was the rest of the hook. That was the thing.
I fucked a guy named Larry.
Drew Barry.
More.
Drew Barry.
More. I like fucked a guy named Larry. This is great.
That's cute. Good job, Cooks.
Really phenomenal work.
Hey, Cookie. Oh my God. Belated congratulations on your Straight Talkie nomination for Great Hog Boulevard Best Song. How did you feel?
Yeah.
As a past Straight Talkie winner, I think.
It was incredible. You know, after being snubbed last year, I was so happy, and you announced my last for the category, which of course best for last, so that made sense. And I'm going to start campaigning online. I really would like to win.
People are campaigning.
New confidence about her.
Yes, well, she's a star. Can I tell you, people have been campaigning. Lisa Lampanelli made a video. Birthday Butthole made a video that's about to be posted. Malone made a video.
Yeah.
For your consideration. Did you see these CJs?
Yes.
People making these videos who are nominated. And I will tell you, there are over 10,000 votes already for the Straight Talk. Think about that. 10,000 votes.
That's amazing.
Isn't that wonderful?
Can I actually ask you, I'd like to make a request. I know you've got other things to write, but I would love like a recap song of all the things that happened, like one line per each. I just really want a best of. And I'm just putting that in.
I'll have to get in touch with Victor so he can remind me what happened last year.
Did you hear this line from this song? Ready? Yogurt is a dairy. Did you hear that?
Cookie, do you have a boyfriend yet?
Oh no, I do not have time to date, Malone.
No sex, nothing.
No, I'm very, very busy. I have too much to do. I have a full-time job, like a job. Oh. And I'm a TikTok sensation, which is not easy to maintain. I'll tell you.
I understand. So are you telling me Are you telling me, Cookie, how hard it is? I know what it's like to be a sensation. All right. This podcast is heard around the world. Everybody knows this podcast. They talk about us on the news. This came in from our friends at Good Day DC. I don't know if you guys saw this, but they were doing, this is before Christmas, and this is on the DC news, you guys, in Washington, DC. Here's a discussion. They talked about sending Christmas cards.
Here's another big debate in one of our holiday hot topics. It's all about the Christmas card dilemma. So I was listening to Ross Matthews in his recent podcast.
Okay.
And the team was split on how they feel about cards. Some people said they never send them. And the other one said they receive them and just put them right in the trash. But Ross said he loves sending and receiving them. So what's your take on them and where do you stand? I think I know where you stand.
Yeah, so I don't normally do...
Anyway, so then they discuss. And I know that then they're beautiful people and kind of listeners. And but I only showed the part where they talk about us. But so, Cookie, when you talk about being a sensation, you think? Do they talk about you in the news, Cookie?
Not yet, no. I mean,
not yet, but one day, Cookie.
One day.
One
they didn't talk
day.
About us on the news.
That was amazing. I can't even believe that was real. I'm that so excited real. Right now.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to process yogurt is a dairy.
Yeah. Thank you. Because that's what beautiful lyrics do. They stay with you. Cookie, Gina, I want to thank you for being here. All right. Okay.
Good to see you, loons.
Good to see you. We'll see more of you coming up. All right. All right. Wow.
Bye, loons. I'm really happy for Cookie's success.
I want everyone to win. I do.
Do you?
Well, except
for
Chardonnay. Do you? Except for Chardonnay. It's interesting. I got this here. I wonder if I can find it. You know, Chardonnay is my daughter here. I got an email from someone. This is a true story. The email address, I'm just going to give it out. Normally I would never give out someone's email address, but this someone emailed, it's friendsofchardonnayquan@gmail.com. That someone created a Gmail account. I don't know who they are, but you can email friendsofchardonnayquan@gmail.com. And they sent, you know, remember last week on the program, I was talking about how Dr. Fiance Caller's nephews were here and one of them ate an apple. It made apple that I was saving for breakfast the next morning. I was so angry about it. So friendsofchardonnayquan@gmail.com sent me this. And all it says is in the emails, #FreeChardonnay, yours truly, friends of Chardonnay Quan. Okay. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Hey bitches, it's Chardonnay. And it's the year of the Quan. I am no longer going to be some silent little piano player living in her father's glittery freaking rainbow shadow.
I'm honored by that praise.
I have gained some courage. Thanks, Brittany.
If Chardonnay gets any ideas.
Hey, girl.
Damn it.
I mean, this last podcast, can you believe my dad? He acts like he's never been around kids before. I mean, hello, Ross. You have a son and a daughter.
Get fucked.
But when Dr. Daddy Gentleman Fiance Caller's nephews come to town, all of a sudden Dad's like, oh, I've never been around kids before. Oh, Drew, how do you do it?
I'm exhausted.
You know, without making your kid go on an apple diet for a year.
Lessons are being learned. You
yes,
understand?
They are.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, you're eating an apple for a year.
Whatever, Dad. What you don't know is I gave that kid that apple.
She's not well.
Yeah, I remember the year of the apple, Dad. But this... this is the year of the Quam, bitches.
That's psychotic. This is like Masked Singer or something. This is weird.
You guys, I listened to that and I was like, what? What do I do
that's
with that?
The stuff of nightmares are made.
Would you step up your parenting and you'd be a little nicer to your kid, or she's going to murder you in the middle of the night? I don't know.
I feel like when parents find like their kids like diary and they're like, oh no, there's stuff going on with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts, CJ?
I feel like you're going to wake up and it's going to be like a doll sitting in the corner. The doll's going to be like 150 years old, but look fine.
I know. So weird. So weird.
And you created that.
I did.
It's all from you.
It was a weird mirror to hold up to myself. I was like, what have I done?
Luckily, I was put in there. That's like, that's it. No, hey, can you play this on the show? That was it.
That was it. No, they didn't ask me.
Do more of that. Do more.
Yeah, do more.
Here you're in gory and sin. Oh, I love it.
Or don't.
Create a Zoom group. She's going to have her own Zoom group.
I want people to submit sketches or photos of what they think she looks like. Please. I still see the little girl from The Ring. I don't know why, in front of a piano. No face.
It freaks me out. Hey, coming up, I got a couple things in my sack, but it's all around one theme. Understand?
Okay. What's the theme?
What's the theme? Do you want to guess?
No, just tell us.
CJ.
CJ.
What do you think the theme is, Siege? Gina has an idea. What do you think the theme is, Gina?
Is it butthole related?
Oh, come on. Yeah. Oh, God. We'll be right back.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Where's my wine?
Bisexual Gina. Gina.
This is Listener Victor in the house.
Mothers.
Welcome back to the program. Hey, breaking news. This just came across the wire. It says in a medical first, doctors have transplanted a pig heart into a human. The patient is said to be doing well 3 days after the surgery. Wow. The problem is the side effect is the patient's turned into a real ham. Okay. Hey, I have,
immediately no.
That's not leading? What?
No, it just literally happened as we were sitting here. Come on, man. You come up with this shit. Come on, I'm sick. All right. Lord. What's in Ross's sack?
Yeah.
Eat it. Thanks. Okay. I'll tell you. I have some, people email me things, right? All the time. Listeners, I see that in the Facebook group, what you guys have going on. There are three things I have in my sack I want to share with you all. And they're all around a certain theme. And it reminded me, I'll just tell you, it's kind of around fart and poop. And it reminded me of, do you remember this song? We used to do when people call in those stories when they accidentally poop their pants. Remember? And we did a whole song.
Who's got a good poop story to share? A good true story if you should dare. About something that for some is taboo. But Ross likes talking about number two. So are you ready?
Are you ready?
To share your story?
To share your story.
Because number two tales is coming to you. Let's hear it, girl.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't want to be very, very specific. These are not grody poop story. These are just, they're kind of poop adjacent. And some of it's an update of things we've already talked about. CJ, are you on the edge of your sphincter? You want to know these things?
Totally.
Do you remember how I created OnlyFarts.com, which was an idea where celebrities could fart into jars? And like, you were a big fan of Kate Winslet, I would get you. It's like I would book you a cameo from her now,
right?
Except the next level would be Kate Winslet would fart into a jar and then label it, and then I would send it to you, and you'd open it, you'd be like, "Oh my god, thank you so much!" Right? Well, people listen to this program, much like with Domino's Pizza, Del Taco, and Moldavite, they steal my ideas. My Guy Fieri and the Chicken Fingers, perfect example. People steal my ideas, CJ. And do you remember Stephanie from 90 Day Fiance? We talked about her here on the program. Was selling her farts. She was making selling them for $1,000 a piece. She made, according to reports, over $200,000 selling her farts to viewers, listeners, fans. And then she talked about things that she would eat. She had beans and eggs and yogurt is a dairy. And she had that, all that sort of stuff just to really work up.
Yes, thank you.
Her farts. Well, did you see the news? And everybody was talking about it. I can't, hundreds of listeners sent this to me this past
week. I got
week.
So many DMs about so it.
Listen, 90 Day Fiancé star. They often have their hot side hustles. Stephanie Mateo's latest successful venture was a bit stranger than most. She began selling her own farts in a jar. We know that part. But Stephanie retired from her successful but skinky gig after she passed gas one too many times and got the wind knocked out of her. Matt have told a New York Post that she feared she had symptoms of a stroke or a heart attack and had a friend rush her to the hospital after a barrage of testing, including EKGs and blood work. It turns out her issues were related to her diet of beans and eggs to increase her farts. Jesus. So she has since hung up her sphincter. She is no longer selling her farts in jars. Thoughts, gang?
Okay. First of all, I'm impressed. If I can go first, I'm sorry, guys. I just jumped in.
Of course.
If I could, okay. I like that she was being authentic with the farts. She was actually doing it, because you could easily fake that.
You can't fake it. I've tried.
No, you could just send a jar to somebody and say, "My farts in that," without not having. They see return her putting it. The jar up to her butt.
As the CEO, if there's not a stink in that jar, I know it. Personally, they return it.
Oh God!
Mm-hmm. But you could put herbs and stuff in there to make it smell like a fart.
You're such an amateur. You're an amateur. You don't even know. You don't even know what you don't even know.
You put your fart in a jar.
Hello, I built an empire doing it. CJ,
but you haven't done it.
You don't know me. You don't know me.
Send me a fart in a jar.
I will tell you, these sugar-free cough drops I'm taking are not great for that.
Oh, what do you mean?
They're actually great for it. You know, it's just not what's happening is not great.
Push one out now in a jar, right now.
Who's to say I didn't? CJ, thoughts on Stephanie Matto hanging up her sphincter?
Yeah, no. Okay. None.
Okay. Yeah. Nikki, no?
I want to feel bad for her, because I'm like, oh, but I mean, you can't just eat eggs and beans every day in mass amounts and expect your body to be like A-okay. So I feel bad for her, but at the same time, I'm like, well, what did you, I mean, you got to be careful.
Whatever. Well, we think
she has $200,000.
We think now, CJ, this is as bad as it gets, right? Farting, your reality starts farting into jars and selling it. It couldn't get worse than this, right?
Right. No, it can't.
Well, turns out it can. Everyone remember Farrah Abraham from Teen Mom, who then did pornography. I think she did backdoor pornography, something like that, right? Yeah. Well, according to HollywoodGossip.com, here's the quote. Here's the article. It says, "Have you ever thought to yourself, wow, I've always enjoyed following the shenanigans of this reality star. I just wish I could own a little tiny piece of their poop." If you're a Farrah Abraham fan, it's your lucky day, because she's selling her poop on the internet.
Shame on her, and shame on the idiots that are purchasing it.
My God.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Hold on. I'll read you more. I'm just scrolling down.
Yeah.
It's funny.
God, she's so weird.
Hold on. She's been on OnlyFans for a while now. And then in 2020, the world learned that she was selling videos of herself pooping for $100. And a lot of people thought that hit an all-time low. But now she's taking things a step further. In a video posted to her OnlyFans account, Farrah gave her followers the scoop, opening things up with, "Hey, love, so real quick, I wanted to show you how I shit in a jar and I send it to you." And also included is a video of her making it for you.
Nah. Ooh.
Now, if someone sent me that, I mean, is that a shitty gift to give someone?
That is.
It is
so...
the. It's not well, a bestseller.
Cakes. People fart in cakes.
You know, it's not a bestseller, but I think it's number two.
People fart in cakes. Wait, what do you mean people fart in
there's
cakes?
There's a whole movement of people farting in cakes.
And then you guys, what about this? Have you ever...
What?
Do you know what splinting is?
What?
No.
Splinting.
Splinting?
Well, let me explain. Someone I know sent me this. I'm not going to say who. Someone I know sent me this. It's a physical thing you can do to yourself. Women can, if they are constipated.
Oh, I've heard of this. Yes.
Splinting is when a woman is constipated, she can stick her thumb inside her vagina while on the toilet, and mm-hmm. she's able to feel the poop through her vaginal wall and push it out of her butt.
Oh my God. How nice.
Yeah.
But what?
I want a vagina. I want to be able to do that. Push it out.
Mine. You want mine? I'm done with it this month.
That makes sense, though. I had a doctor one time feel the side of me here, and he goes, "Oh, you have some poop right there."
Oh, like, really?
What? Yeah. And he started pushing on it, and he says, "You're going to feel like you have to go," and he did. I'm like, "Oh my God, stop!" He laughed.
I question. It brings me to colonics. Anybody ever had one? I'm fascinated by them. I think about it all the time. I would love to get one.
I used to get them all the time.
We talked about it.
We talked about this. Yeah,
on the show.
Mm-hmm. This show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was I there?
DayQuil and NyQuil and Theraflu, mix it together and who you get.
I didn't mix. Hello. I didn't. That's the problem. Oh, I'm so glad I won't remember this.
The second time.
What?
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 Buddy.
Yeah. Oh. Thank you. Right back. We'll be there.
You want Mumbo Jumbo Jive? You need Mumbo Jumbo Jive?
Yes!
Then there's only one place to go! Go, 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 go!
Mumbo Jumbo Jive!
Yeah, that would be here.
Welcome to the show!
This is Straight Talk with Ross Matthews.
Well, it sure is. Am I still hosting it?
No.
Last time I checked.
Okay. Welcome back to the show. I'm fading quick.
It's okay.
I'm bringing you the news. These stories I'm sending out to all my peeps. It's Nikki B. Trending.
Okay, kids. This is kind of a PSA, but I'm going to go for it. So feel free to jump in, like I'm sure you will, with some commentary or a song. Here we go. So
were you just talking like that because you didn't have it pulled up in your computer? Were you stalling?
No, I actually wasn't. It was not.
Oh, I thought you were doing, because I do that all the time. I'm like, well, the thing is, you know, that thing where you do that I'm like doing that thing.
I like that you ask her though.
I know.
No, but so, as you know, funny. I don't do anything on the show except show up.
You're so lit. You're like, were you just doing a thing?
I know. I was looking at her eye. I'm not even lit. You guys, that's the problem. I should be. I'm just like no energy now. I'm sad.
He is fading. You are.
Myself. Yourself.
You see my posture's gone like this now because my temperature goes like up and down and like hot now. I'm hot.
I'm sorry. All right. Well, I'm going to make you feel better with this awesome story.
It was cold earlier.
So I follow this TikToker and she is kind of fascinating. I don't know her name, but she has these stories that she shares because she worked in the meat department of a grocery store for a very, very long time. She sort of shares the dirty little secret that nobody in the meat industry wants us to know.
Like okay? they slice the meat. Like CJ's a meat queen. He loves a deli meat.
Yeah. This is more about the ground beef section, the steaks,
understood.
The chicken.
Good.
So she revealed that when the meat starts to turn a little bit gray,
I've seen it.
It starts to loot, right? Yeah.
My sushi on New Year's did that.
Right, exactly. What they do is instead of throwing it immediately into the trash can, they get a couple more days out of it by bringing it back to the back, dipping it into a vat of existing blood that just sits back there from all the other meats. So they dip it back in the blood, it gets back its sort of pinky color, and they put it back out for a few more days. Immediately after I read that article, or after I saw that TikTok, I got an article I don't know where it showed up.
Give us a week, we'll take off the weight.
That last week, more than 28,000 pounds of ground beef is being recalled after a potential E. coli contamination. So 28,000 pounds of ground beef that you could get from your local grocery store, from Walmart, it's all been recalled. So basically what I'm trying to tell all of you is just be real, real careful about what you're putting in your mouth.
Happy New Year, everyone. I like how you say E. coli, like Ricola.
E. coli.
Oh my God.
Did I say E. coli?
You said E. coli.
E. coli.
E. coli.
Isn't that your third child?
Chardonnay. E. coli. Chardonnay, Merlot, funny. And E. coli.
Did I say E. coli? Yeah. I did say E. coli. Yeah. Isn't that what it's called?
Uh-huh. And I saw it because I have an eagle eye.
Uh-uh.
Yogurt is a dairy. Okay. Nikki, this was fascinating.
Fascinating.
Dip it in a blood.
So I just want you to know, just be really, really careful out there when you're picking your meat. Okay.
Or cook it well done.
That's good advice, whether you're shopping in a grocery store or on Grindr.
Exactly.
Okay.
I just thought I needed to share it. I'm not shaming anyone. Eat what you want. Just be careful. Be cautious of where you're getting it. Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you, Nikki. I love that.
I did too. Very informative.
Malone, yeah. What do you have for us today?
You know, I have Balls Deep, but it's for everyone.
Oh yeah.
Balls Deep with Mr. Malone.
Oh yeah.
Girl, I need to know more. Give it to me good. Give it to me true. Give it to me hard. Give it to me deep. Balls Deep with Mr. Malone. Everyone stretch. You know, I just figured out that stretch. When you came up with everyone stretch, mm-hmm. Ross, did you mean stretch your throat? Because if you're going balls deep, you need to stretch your throat.
Oh, well, or your holes, whatever. It's like if you're going
balls. Oh, okay. I just got
anywhere
that
you
the other
go,
day.
You should probably stretch. Yeah. Everybody stretch.
Everybody stretch. So I just want to ask everyone if they've been watching before the 90 days.
Yes. Yes. And Welly and I make videos of us watching it, and I do impressions and send it to Nikki, and she does the same thing back.
Why don't I get them?
Do you want to be in on that chain?
Yes, please. Mm-hmm. So I was only watching 90 Day the other way. That was the only one
You're
I was watching.
You're a fool. You're a damn fool. Well,
my
watching
neighbor told me to watch
life?
This one. No, I don't watch The Single Life.
The Single Life is the best. That's when they break up, and then they just follow certain people dating around,
it's a never-ending franchise.
Colt's
right?
Mom, they gave her a makeover,
Gabby?
And now she's dating.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No. Well, can I talk about, is it called Before the 90 Days?
That's
what it's called, right? Mm-hmm. Well, there's one couple that I'm obsessed with, and it involves a little person, and the little person is
Alina.
Yeah. I Instagrammed about this. I am obsessed with Alina.
Yeah.
You know, I love her. I love little people so much. I'm fascinated. And the fact that she's pro-sex, like she's very like horny.
Yeah.
It's borderline porn sometimes. Do you think that?
Yeah, we're so into it. The makeout scenes
are
definitely a high, that'd be a high traffic scene for our text back and forth.
I'm fascinated.
There's a lot of pausing, debating it, sending videos back and forth with all of us.
I watched it 6 times. I couldn't get enough of it. Cause when he said, he goes, "How you doing?" You know, like when you start to have sex and you're trying to be all sexy, you go, "How you doing? Like, why are you asking her that?"
And it was so gross. He's kind of fascinating too, because he's like the Disney person, like a Disney
something's off
or something.
Yeah. But
I mean, I don't know if something's off. I would love to interview them. I hope and pray that they're still together.
Try to get Alina on.
Of course. I can do that. I know the people at TLC. Oh, can I tell
really?
You? Get? No, I put this on my Instagram, but CJ,
there's another new show coming out that I want to watch.
Middle
though.
Of a sentence.
It's about,
it, what's the
I'm
middle
sorry.
Of a sentence?
Well, it's my segment.
Well, it's my show. It's our show. It's your segment. I apologize. Can I continue?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I just want to say this, CJ, they TLC people now send me the screeners a week before they come out, and they said, don't send them to anyone, but I sent them to Nikki.
You can get arrested for that.
It's just an email link. Shut up.
It's so fun. Well, how about when I saw that you were watching and that you hadn't sent me the link, and I was like, where's my link? And then immediately I got it. And it's just life changing.
TLC finds out, I'll know that a straight talker told them, and I'll never forgive you. Straight talkers.
That's right. Hey, you know, the TLC used to be the Learning Channel, and it used to be very educational. Now it's just a circus show. Like it's a freak show.
No, it's like carny sex. Carny sex TV. That's what it is now. Oh, and I'm really into it. It's just because everybody is a different sort of fringe type of person and they're all finding each other and it's fascinating. And I do watch it to learn, but it's also hilarious, you know.
It's beyond hilarious.
What have you learned?
Yeah, what have I learned? That everyone deserves love, Nikki.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Did that sound like I meant it?
Oh my God.
I learned that there are a lot of crazy people in the world. Hey, you know what? There's a new show coming out though on TLC about it's a woman who's like 35, but she looks like she's the age of 6 and she acts like a little girl.
What's it called?
Like something like I Am Alina. Or something.
No, they need to. I think it should be called
not Alina. I Am Aurora. It says like her name.
They should call it Mrs. Big Stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I should name every show good. Mrs. Yeah. Big Stuff. Who do you think you are?
Yeah, but they show her like going into restaurants and going like, "You can't. You're a child," but she's really 35 years old. But she is like Benjamin Buttons.
I really wanted to sell CJ. I wanted to sell Thruple Mountain to TLC, but they're not interested in it.
How do you know? All? How are do you know? Sure? What,
did you give up? You should be trying.
No, because I asked them and they said, we're not interested in it.
You need a twist with it.
So I read between the lines and then realized that they don't want it.
Do you think they meant it? Like really meant it?
No.
Thank you.
I think I should meet with them when I have a cold. I think that's how I'll sell it.
I'm just glad to be here. I have nothing. Thank y'all and thank everybody for the birthday messages.
How was your birthday?
How was it?
It was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic.
I love that, CJ. Happy birthday again.
Good. We love you, CJ.
Love you.
Let's bring the loons in to see what we learned today.
Hello.
Look at him. Loons, what did we learn today?
I learned that people on the internet are depraved and sick. What's everyone buying?
These
reality stars and the farts and the poop.
Well, Cookie has merchandise at cookiealafonte.com. You can buy like Cookie Alafonte merchandise there. Would you ever, if there were demand, would you ever sell anything like farts in a jar?
No. Well,
I know.
$200,000 is a lot of money.
That's what I'm saying.
Probably not.
Percentage.
Cookie's pure. Oh, she wouldn't do that.
I am. Give me 80% sure I would never.
What if you could do it anonymously?
No, that's a whole nother story.
Right. Okay.
Interesting. Well, if you would do, you it's all about what you eat. And remember, yogurt is a dairy. Okay.
Yes.
Oh my
gosh. Would you ever create an OnlyFans account?
No. No.
Okay. What if we had onlyloons.com and all
I would
the
absolutely loons- do
That's
that.
Cute.
Really? And all the loons, I could be like a pimp. I could get a percentage of everything, right? And all of you guys, we have onlyloons.com. What would you do on your onlyloons? Your onlyloons.
Wish Bella was here.
If it was straight talk related, I don't know. But in real life, I've considered doing an OnlyFans, but not for like pictures. Like I don't want to take sexy pictures. But a lot of people like audio porn, and I would just like record myself masturbating or having sex and then upload that for people to listen to. Mm. And if you would pay money, DM me.
Can you give us a sample of what you'd sound like?
Yeah, I could play you an audio if you want.
Yeah, everyone close your eyes, even if we're driving. Okay. And let's just listen to Gina, bisexual Vagina, having sex. God.
Okay,
you actually have one.
See.
She does.
I don't want to like put my girlfriend on blast. So I'm going to try and find one where I'm masturbating.
How fun.
Oh my God. You can just have this at the ready. We didn't know we were going to have this conversation.
This is a new segment idea.
Yeah. What's on Gina's phone?
Let's see.
Yeah, that's definitely just a lot of breathing.
Oh, that was you.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not like a screamer, Ross. But
well, if you want to make money, you gotta start screaming.
Saying things.
Well, those were like very realistic ones for my girlfriend. If I was gonna put on a show, like these
show
are the
me
ones
what it would
that
be like. If you put on a show.
Oh God, but like that, it wouldn't be realistic. Like I could just like like I could just do that, but that's not good. Real. That's
you could do a little more of that.
It's good though. Yeah.
No, Gina, I'm close. Don't stop. I'm almost there. Okay, now stop.
All right. Okay. Cookie, can you do that?
Come on.
No.
Understood.
A little bit.
Do you want more of my song? I'll sing.
Yeah, a little more of your song, because I'm Gina almost got me there. But if you sing, I'll pop off.
I kind of like it, even though I'm frightened. Oh, you get. You have to buy it on February.
Understood. Oh, everyone's making money here.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Are they? Oh,
self-serving.
So if you want to follow Cookie Elefante, do it at Cookie Elefante on TikTok. Join the 180,000 people who are obsessed with Cookie's every move. If you want to follow Gina Finio in her DMs, let her know if you want to hear her masturbate. If you want to follow Mr. Malone, you can. It's Mr. Malone on all social media, automaticpenwriter.com.
Yes, thank you.
Nikki is Nikki Boyer on all social. And make sure you listen to the podcast of the year, Ambie Award winner, Dying for Sex. CJ is at CJ Life. That's CJAYLYFE. Why? Because we love him.
Yes.
I'm Hello Ross. The show's Hello Ross Pod, and my voice is just about to give out.
Mm-hmm.
I
feel better.
Thank you so much. I want to thank you all for listening. God bless you each and every single. Oh, gotta go.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.